Malik Yoba is on the phone. Good morning, Malik. How you doing, man?
Good morning. Tired, man. I'm tired, but I'm going to make it.
Man, don't talk to us about being tired.
I've been here since one.
Where are you? In L.A.?
No, I'm in St. Louis.
Oh, you're already there. On Monday, the King Holiday, January 19th, from 12 to 7 p.m., Radio 1 St. Louis Old School 95.5 has joined forces with St. Louis Business Council to host a radiothon. And the goal of the radiothon is to raise funds for the businesses that have been impacted by the civic unrest in the community. That's the great thing you're doing there, Malik.
Yeah, I've been here a week already, man. I'm down here also with the Urban League for the Save Our Sons program. So recently raised $1.25 million from corporations for the Save Our Sons program to provide job training for underemployed and unemployed folks, get them ready.
Good.
We just did a screening of Empire the other night, raised another almost $6,000. And then Monday, going to do this thing with Radio 1, the Radiothon. Nick Cannon and myself will host it. And just trying to do what we got to do, man.
All right. I'm gonna kick it off. I'm going to pledge $1,000.
I like it.
All right. Okay. Put me down for $1,000, and I'm sending it right away. We had Jackie on, and Jackie Reed had a business owner who has a soul food restaurant.
Kathy's Kitchen.
It's called Kathy's Kitchen. It was one of the few businesses, black businesses, that were not touched during the unrest in Ferguson. And but she did have to close down, right, Sib?
She was she was really concerned about the other people who were affected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the businesses around her, because hers was saved, which is was good news, bad news, because everybody else around her, you know, had been so affected by all of this.
So I'm coming down there, and we're going to do a benefit for her place and bring some other comics for Kathy's Kitchen and the businesses around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's
that means
great.
No money. I get no money, right? I get no money.
No money from a benefit. That's
why it's
called
benefit.
That's why it's called benefit, man. Jesus.
Just wanted to get a piece of that pie or something.
Yeah. Well, Sweetie Pies was left untouched.
Sweetie Pies.
Yeah. But, it's real down here. So doing what we can, you know how it goes. You know,
yeah,
you got to be
that's
involved.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Empire. We like you in Empire,
man.
That's good stuff.
Thank you. It's like lightning in a bottle. You know, back on Fox with something that matters to some black folks. So.
How many times are they gonna tell you to sit down and shut up, man? I mean, come on.
I'm just trying to be obedient. I'm playing my position, but
man, I mean, can't talk to the man like that, man.
Yeah, no, we had fun in that first episode, but that ain't gonna happen again.
All right, it's really good, man. We love it.
Was New York Undercover on Fox?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It was on Fox. In fact, mm-hmm. You were part of the whole like don't take it off the air.
Remember
after the first
that?
Season.
Yeah.
You helped do that whole campaign, so. Yeah,
you gonna leave this one?
You gonna leave this one, Malik?
I'm gonna try not to start no rumors, but if I need you again,
yeah,
I will reach out.
You know, so, I'll be with you.
All right, Malik, don't mess up that good job.
But
man,
I'm telling you right now, Malik, it didn't work last time.
No, it did, because y'all did it before the end of the show. It was like around probably the first or the second season when things were in question. But sometimes strange decisions are made in this business. But I think now that we have social media, that helps. So I think if people like what they're seeing, it's important to hashtag the name of the person, like Malik Yoba. And I think it's important just to, you know, either hashtag Empire or at Empire Fox, just so people can really pay attention. Because the audiences have always had a lot of control. And now that there is social media, I think that people listen to that a lot more. And they just don't make crazy decisions just based on arbitrary reasons.
People are going crazy on Twitter as we watch Empire on Wednesday nights. I got to tell you, Malik, they're loving it. Yeah,
I'm right there with them. So I know. So I'm glad to be a part of it. And But, you know, for me, it's always been about the bigger purpose, which is about service. So television.
And this is a good and this is a great
this is a great
thing you're doing for the Ferguson and St. Louis community, raising money for the businesses and the job training. If someone like me also wants to pledge, how do you go about pledging money for the Radio Find this weekend?
That's a good question. I don't have that intelligence at the moment, but I know that
I'll get it for you. If you want to pledge some money, just text me at 646464, and I'll give you the information on how to pledge money for the Radiothon on Radio One's Old School 95.5. Malik Yoba and Nick Cannon this weekend. Good job, guys.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to also give a shout out to my sisters of the Zetas.